If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got a drive moment, everybody. Do you have a clip? Play the clip then, head producer.
Guys, I can't move to America. I'm sorry. I was just Googling and they don't have this thing. You know this one? Drinko Pop. You know this one? Drinko Pop. They don't have it there in America. They only got Kool-Aid. I already have Kool-Aid, my bra. Sasa's quite cool, bra. If you didn't grow up taking this one, biting it like this, and putting your tongue in there, you're not a South African. Don't even come with that. And if I don't have this in America, I'm not going. You guys must then send me away and send me packets of this all the time. Thank you.
There you go. This obviously was, this is what inspired today's topic. Mm-hmm. What did you miss most about South Africa while living in or traveling overseas? And obviously, Donald Trump was just informed by maybe Elon Musk that white people are not having a great time in South Africa. They face oppression. Their properties are being taken. They are treated badly. And he was offering them, hey, listen, come to America. But if you're colored, you're Indian, it's not going to happen for you. Donald Trump just wants white people.
Afrikaners, so, be specific.
Yeah. Faka mahanta putzi nama shorts lawa ya. When Ninavanyu, because apparently people have been inquiring. They got over 17,000 inquiries.
Apparently.
And some of them are Bantu Abamnyama, abanye baphuma Nigeria, baphuma Afghanistan. Listen.
Afrikaners.
Especially if you're a farmer. You're going to need to be a farmer.
Yeah.
Okay? So that you can grow them apples that size.
When you send your voice notes, you must remember to say, moo, so they know.
And they need to hear the atmosphere in the background. Yes. Can't be sending voice notes to Trump. Napa kalabo.
So I think what I love about this is when the whole world and South Africa will realize how comfortable white people are in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
White people are very comfortable in South Africa. Guys, I was in George, I was in Knysna, I was in Platt. White people are not having a good time. They're having a time that's good.
Yeah.
And they left, and as a farmer, you're going to have to start from scratch. Do you think Donald Trump will look after you once he leaves the office?
Don't discourage people that want to leave.
I want them to stay. This is what makes us unique.
Let them go.
It's what makes the country unique. Anyway, so what did you miss most about South Africa while living or traveling overseas? You know what? I haven't been in a foreign country where I stayed long enough to miss Mukhodu.
Because you don't eat Mukhodu every week. That's another thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So what did Andy say? Traffic lights. Because in Kenya, there are no traffic lights.
And imagine driving through a town with no traffic lights.
That would be lovely.
But the thing is, you're in a foreign country. Chances are you're not even driving.
Okay, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean? Kelemo. When you're driving,
you're enjoying the scenery.
Yeah.
Guys, have you been in chaotic traffic?
In
outside
Egypt,
of your
in
country.
Egypt, I have.
It's uncomfortable.
In Egypt, yes.
Papa Gaventura, I go China. I call them the tuk tuk tabon. Oh man, I said the Lord's Prayer at least 20 times. Ki vini vonu, ngena mongena. Everybody.
But there are no accidents.
Zero.
No accidents.
But when you are dying, I care you are not used to. It's not your culture, so of course you are not used to.
The longest time I've not been in South Africa was 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like 10 days in Japan. In fact, I miss Japan more than I miss South Africa at this point. At this real point,
Japan is organized.
I miss Japan on how organized the food.
There's order. Just put it that way. There's order.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never left the country that long for me to say, yo, kumbule dladle, no.
So I think I'm similar. I haven't stayed like months and months away from home. But I've got a cousin who lives overseas. She lives in China.
Okay.
Bonolo wachaka maybe once every 2 years. The first thing she wants is bride meat. Because obviously, over China, usually noodles limits. Honestly, guys. So the first thing she wants when she comes, braai vleis, fish and chips, You know, like the Jose Hoteling. Yeah, that's what she wants.
So. 063-688-0959. Drive 959. It just rhymes, doesn't it? It does indeed.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
And it's Drive Moment. What did you miss most about South Africa while living in or traveling overseas?
Yo, I was in Bali. I missed bread. Simple bread. Their bread is pink, green, blue. The taste is awful. I just missed bread. When I was in Australia, we asked for a braai. They call it a barbecue. Hey, bansadi boroso tseding. You might as well could have just fried it. Just basic vors. So I'll never leave SA for anything. Mabahamba, so sala singing.
I stayed in Poland for 4 years.
Sure.
From 2011 up until 2015. The most important part that I missed while I was still there is weather, food, and the people, guys. We tend to take little things for granted. I'm a Polish, I'm a Bulisan. They don't greet those people. You can't just hardly greet a stranger there, yeah. You know? Like, umong any lifting, you just greet people, Jay. I span it at all. So, those type of things, Jay. You know, whenever I would come back home, you know, I would enjoy those little things that we tend to take it for granted.
I miss the keep. I live in London, and my God, super everybody, or Yanko South Africa, please, discopas, the keep. Oh my God, yeah.
What time? Give me t-shirt or the give real red?
The real keep.
I'm just asking.
Maybe my t-shirt.
How would she miss a t-shirt? How do you miss a t-shirt?
Okay, Ayanda, what about you? Missed anything when you're out of the country?
Oof.
That is South African? Was in Cape Town recently. You was in Cape Town for a day.
Yeah, I mean, most of us, and it doesn't help the stereotype, but Amasi, hey? I'm a big Amasi fan.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just like, ngicela nje uphuthu
nkosi yami. Nawe makhumane.
Uphuthu
namasi. Ubogephi? Layival. Aha, yes. Hey, because Jesus.
What are we cousins as well? What are we cousins as well?
What did you miss most about South Africa while living in or traveling? Yeah, did you hear that guy who says he was in where? In Norway.
Poland.
Yeah.
Poland.
There during winter's Kumba, you hardly ever see the sun. And people there apparently are moody. Remember, he even spoke about people don't greet each other.
Medicine. I would be moody too if I lived in a cold country.
No, not in South Africa.
I would be moody.
South Africa, you walk into a confined space like a lift. You are expected to greet people.
Yeah.
And you know if I'm Willy Sangane, the next thing we tell my directions, that's black people.
No, it's because you live in a warm country. That's why. You live in a warm country. Thank you.
I went to the States a couple of years ago, and for the life of me, it's a man land, Angie, ALA. I sat there, lived there rather for a month, and all I could think about was Achale Makwe. You can try and fake it, or a donut, or ing, but nothing beats Achale Makwe.
The longest I've been away was while I was in the UK. Can I tell you one thing I missed? Abu Dhabi was in the UK, guys, they look like I'm telling you, every turn I get shocked when I hear the accent, and I'm like, but this guy looks like Osbusiso. You know, this could be a Vosi. So yeah, while I was there, one thing I missed, I was like, my black peeps were fit. Siafana everywhere. Accent even been keep a spore and would say when I come back. Awuko chose. You know? Yeah, that's what I missed.
Ah, but fetch, you wanna intengi misa kuli kota se Alex. Ankala when you can't travel busy Cosmos City. Yeah, wanna lap Alex, but yeah. Mauchi got the corner. As you keep a lap as a fire upon all cylinders, I buy shy quarter.
So I like that other voice, the previous voice note about this lady who moved to the UK, where she basically says the black people here, black people are the same, because most of them people in the UK are either from the Caribbean, you know, about Jamaica, etc., etc., and they look just like us.
Yeah,
they look just like, the only thing is, yeah, the accent. When they open, they were like, and but. Yeah. But they are not user friendly.
And you realize
they are also not user friendly.
They're not user friendly. Nah, they're not.
But if not, because Pella, when I you are definitely
they're
not user friendly.
But I would just say, would you
claim him comment like that?
Yeah, he's not user friendly. So if a guy who's not user friendly is saying that they are not user friendly, that's on another level.
They're not user friendly. Like if you stop someone and you ask them for direction, they'll look the other way.
What?
That, yeah. Says the
rude,
guy.
Rude, they're just rude. It's called being rude.
Being
rude,
not rude.
Rude.
So yeah, that's the way it is. And ole utswa koka hlale cosmos.
I don't know.
No, so sabab nyana ekna god cosmos. Manga buyele komora. Tholele en mangola.
I don't eat mangola.
You don't eat pork.
Yes, so mangola
so,
is called pork.
So pumi kotin. If you have a quarter,
I do eat quarter.
If you quarter,
I eat a quarter.
See, that's the thing. You eat a quarter. Because a quarter doesn't have pork.
A quarter of a loaf.
It's horrible.
They're not horrible.
They taste nice, but that's a quarter. It's a quarter.
It's a quarter.
Yes.
And then who knows the chicken fillets?
No.
That's a quarter.
No. I love sushi.
Ing.
Quarter
of sushi.
Wow,
where?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, I lived in Turkey for about 8 months. And let me tell you, I even lost a lot of weight. Okay, that's great. But the fact that... Also, we're very spoiled here in South Africa. Hey, I must say. There, baba. Hey, maupelelo msebenza unantabati grant lapaya. Yo grant estratin. Lapaya. I can do enchal.
My friends and I traveled to Dubai last year, and what I really missed the minute we got on the roads was just how functional and how structured our roads are. Like in Dubai, you have to go all the way to the end of the road only to make a right or a left turn to go back to where you came from. So, you know, our roads, the turn is a turn, the corner's right here. I really miss that.
I think the thing I missed post-matric in 2000, I moved to Eswatini. Yo, guys, nekinale trauma. I feel like nekhule slow, man. I just couldn't understand how why but my mobile is slow. Everything in tsiwaka okare di milliseconds. And I just missed being in sepetepete sa sako mam. So it's a whole holy busy go pitori. But yeah, 4.5 years later, I just came back and lived in Joburg. So yeah.
Guys, as somebody who's been living away from home for the past 25 years, everything counts. As long as it's written product of South Africa, it just makes you feel homely, gives you that warm feeling. So I'm in London and I actually complain about buying things like Millimil. Yuisa, £5 for 2 kgs, guys. Ah, savage. And you think about all those things. I miss just the organic food, the mkhodo, the skopas on a Sunday morning to just cure that hangover. Ah, there's a lot, guys.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.